Radio 3. 18 minutes to 6 is the time. Intesa Duo are with us in the studio. They are performing at the Beverley and East Riding Chamber Music Festival on Saturday. Now, Lucine, you are from New Jersey. You are Armenian-American. I wondered how much was that Armenian heritage part of your musical upbringing?
Mostly began by going to church and hearing the beautiful Armenian liturgy. And I also grew up with a very musical mom. Both my parents actually really enjoy music and heard all kinds of wonderful folk songs from a young age.
And were you part of a big Armenian community, or was it just your parents in that area?
Yeah, well, actually, there's quite a Armenian diaspora in New Jersey and in the northeast of the U.S. in general. We had a couple of churches around, like even just in Bergen County. So, there was quite a community.
And it feels like it's a very distinctive sound.
Yeah, Armenian music is pretty distinctive. It is related to other Eastern musical traditions like Persian and Makam traditions, but also it has its distinctive style coming from the Caucasus. Mm. So
now, Natan, I think the two of you met at the Royal Academy of Music, where you were a Christopher Hogwood scholar.
Yes, that's right. I was studying the viola da gamba on a two-year master with Jonathan Manson. And my first year I was the only viola da gamba at the academy. I was very lucky that Lucine...
You had a whole department to yourself.
Absolutely, yeah. Cornered that market. And in my second year, Lucine joined. And so we tried out playing some duos, and then it kind of just snowballed from there.
And what you were saying earlier on about just the respect and the trust and the admiration you have for each other. I know, Lucine, you're very interested in the idea of self-accompanied singing with viol. And perhaps I didn't make it clear to listeners earlier on that you were both playing the viol and obviously you were singing. Is that a tradition? I mean, is that something that's happened over the centuries?
Yeah. So I came across this woman called Tarquinia Molza when I was studying late 16th century Italian music. And many women would self-accompany at that time, but she was one of them famous for accompanying herself on the viol. And so it was a tradition. Also, there's that famous painting of Barbara Strozzi depicted with a viola da gamba. So it suggested that she also self-accompanied on the viol as well as the lute. It's
just privately, do you think, or publicly as well?
Tarquinia Molza was associated with the Ferrarese court, which was, I guess, a semi-private performance space. Certainly publicly as well. In Barbara Strozzi's case, she would have performed kind of in and out of the court. So,
Natan, you haven't been tempted to sing yourself.
Not publicly yet. I've been known to hum some backing vocals on occasion.
You're making an album.
We are making an album. Yes. It's called Voices of San Lazzaro. And it's very much inspired by the island of San Lazzaro, which is in Venice in the lagoon. And it's a tiny island that since 1717 has been the home to an Armenian monastery. And it's been a very important center for cultural research. So we thought it united the two aspects of our duo, my Italian side and Lucine's Armenian background. And so the album is really an exploration of Armenian chant, of self-accompaniment that was happening in Venice, music published in Venice, and that's coming out beginning of August.
Well, we look forward to that. You both have other projects. We'll talk about the Bellotte Ensemble a bit later. But Natan, I know you recently joined the Salomon String Quartet for a series of Haydn concerts at Esterházy Castle in Hungary, the place where Haydn worked. How was that?
Oh, that was an amazing experience. That was last August. I was lucky enough to join the Salomon Quartet, Salomon Standage's Quartet, for three concerts in Hungary. And we did a total of 10 string quartets, I think, by Haydn himself. So it was incredible to be able to play in that setting, in that hall where he himself was working. We sort of would walk past where he used to stay next to the palace every morning. And we played Haydn, we played Boccherini, Pleyel in the main hall of the palace, which was absolutely amazing.
Well, we're going to hear some Haydn shortly. But first of all, we're going to hear something else from you. And I think this is a traditional Armenian piece, Lucine.
It's called Kakavik, and it's about the coming of warm weather, which is very timely.
Very appropriate.
And about a little partridge.
Marvellous. A partridge in the heat will allow you to go over to the viols. Lucine Moussa Elian playing viol and singing, Natan Giorgetti playing viol. They are together, the Intesa duo. And there performing live for us on In Tune.
Fets to hamperin ga kapter ap ganaxaren ganaxaren sari teren pare berap tagik teren sirunik 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 nachun ga kavik sirunik 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 nachun ga kavik
Little partridge. As the hot weather approaches, Karkovic, traditional Armenian performance there from Lucine Musaelian and Natan Giorgetti. Together they are in Taser Duo. They're going to be back with one more piece, a madrigal by Monteverdi, just after 6 o'clock. Thank you very much indeed for now. We mentioned Haydn at Esterházy. This is not a work written in Hungary, rather.